On Wednesday, thousands packed the Paul VI Audience Hall in the Vatican to hear Benedict XVI's lesson on one of the Universal Church's best known and loved saints, Catherine of Siena. Describing her as courageous, intense, and sincere, the Pope said this 14th century doctor of the Church was an advisor to princes, popes, and paupers.
Catherine's spiritual teachings are centered on our union with Christ, the bridge between earth and heaven. Her own virginal entrustment to Christ, the bridge bridegroom, was reflected in her celebrated visions. Catherine's life also shows us the importance of the spiritual maternity exercised by so many women in every age.
In comments in Italian, the Holy Father noted that Catherine was born in 1347 in Siena, at a time of great trouble in the Church and in Europe. At the age of 16, driven by a vision of Saint Dominic, she entered the Dominican Third Order. When fame of her holiness spread, she became spiritual advisor for a wide category of people, including Pope Gregory XI. Who at that time resided in the French city of Avignon, and whom she urged vigorously and effectively to return to Rome. Catherine, said Benedict XVI, worked for an internal reform of the Church and encouraged peace between states. For this reason, John Paul II declared her patron of Europe so that the old continent would never forget its Christian roots, and so continue to draw from the Gospel the core values that ensure justice and harmony.
From this great saint, let us learn to grow in holiness, love for the Lord, and fidelity to his body, the Church.
Concluding, Benedict XVI said, "Even today, the Church receives great benefit from the exercise of spiritual motherhood of many women who strengthen people's faith and guide them towards ever greater heights." I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.